I'm good.
We're back to our public meeting now, or excuse me, we're back to our regular meeting here. We're gonna go to H2, a report on the sewer system lift station pump authorization payment.
Just roll through those, Roy.
Yeah, okay, so I just wanted to report to the board, we've had a pump, one of the lift pumps down in the preserve area that had failed, and we had to make that purchase, and this one was grab one that we could get as fast as we could to make sure we had the backup. Typically, we'd probably look for and do a little more price comparisons. We actually had a Holma, it's a company that we normally buy from, but they are out till the 1st of January to have one available, and we wanted one quicker than that, so we were able to get a hold of another company out of American Fork. Actually, Carrie found them for Evan, but placed that order, and it's gonna be upwards towards about $8,000, a better pump. But again, as long as it is where it's emergency, just get it in and report the board so the board can let them know that we had to expend these monies and get this pump coming. Where we build the other one that's, they've got it down now, tearing it down. We're trying to build that motor. Should have lasted for several more years. I think there's something hung up inside of it. It's a grinder pump.
Was it under warranty then?
No, it's been there for 2 to 3 years, but it should have lasted for 10.
Okay.
So we'll find out what that problem is, but at least we'll get something back and get that one rebuilt if we can and get it on the shelf right in case we don't want to lose the other standby, and then we would have had a problem. So I just wanted to report on that as part of the sewer system. Everything else so far on the system has been good, and we're still working on our analysis of the system to meet the state requirements. The water system, you've heard pretty much how things are going. It's, the consumption is starting to dramatically increase now. I think we're using about 25,000 gallons a day as we see the peak season starting to come up. It appears that most of the system's pretty solid. We don't have any leaks or anything in it. When we've had those bad ones in the past, but so far everything's holding good and solid and haven't had major problems with it. This is actually a scarier time than if we were to lose a well or something else. We could drain that tank pretty fast. So we're anxious still to see, get these other water sources online coming. So that's the water system. No other major issues with it. We are going to change our...
How about that lateral thing? Is that part of the water system where Geneva...
Yes, that was where the leaks that we're talking about. We don't have any more leaks. Now, Paul did talk to Geneva's president today and told him the problems we were having and saying, we think that either you're going to have to step up and warranty those, or we're going to have to come after you with our attorney and litigate it because we can't afford to fix it. It's clearly a fault of installation. He said, no, don't need to do that. He said, my insurance company may not like it, but we may have to just go to them and say, look, you're going to have to fund this. We made a mistake in our installation. Rather than litigation, you'll have to somehow set aside $750,000 for the district to fix their water line.
Okay.
So it's either that or, again, we chase after legally. But they seem to be of the mind that they would prefer to just kind of fix this, mitigate it, and not get into that kind of legal discussion. So we have the evidence, and Paul is a very close friend to them, and so we'll chase after it and get some resolution right away now.
I'm going to go on record. That's why we're on the thing, to say that I was up there, and I am not a building inspection official, but I've been in the construction industry for 30 years, 30 plus years, mm-hmm. and I saw some of the fault or error that was going on there and reported it to who they had contracted with on some of that stuff. Or excuse me, I take that back, with another subcontractor with there that I could identify later. But I saw that there were problems.
Mm.
I don't know if it's compaction. I don't want to say what the cause was, but I saw that there were problems, and I can walk within a foot of where the problem was.
Wow.
So there were some problems, and they need to get that taken care of.
Okay. So we're actually putting together also that the request of the county, a punch list of things that we know need to be fixed. And I think the bond or the performance bond or whatever they're using to guarantee it's still out there, maybe through the county. So we did meet with the county engineers. Paul and I did, and talked about the number of items that need to be taken care of. I came up with about 25 different items, and we'll get those submitted to them. Actually, we'll get the notes from the next couple days from the inspectors that have been up there, and Paul's guys and everybody else, and complete that report and send it to them. Their hopes were to convey all of the infrastructure to us by year end. That's what the county would like to do, county engineers. But I don't see that ever happening that quick. They'll have the information and can make that choice. We do have a number of things. We have the lift stations, sewer lift stations that have need covers on them. We have this water line issue. We have a number of minor things that can be fixed readily. I don't think they're going to take that long, but some commitment that they'll be taken care of, or some way to be taken for them to be taken care of, is all we need. It does indicate that that infrastructure will come to the district fee simple title with easements and right of ways. One concern I was going to bring up, actually, Madonna's here, Mark, but according to that, what I see in the minutes from the county and the agreements and the construction documents and everything, it indicates that the Summit will deed the well, the tank, and the pump house, and easements and property fee simple title to the district. That means the district could take, if I understand it right, would take ownership of that land. Mm. And then right now they're in their easements.
Right.
So I think we need to look at that pretty hard, see what's going to happen, because if that's the case, then we would have to acquire it and then give the resort back easements to cross everything.
Yeah.
And then deal with the source protection issues or anything else. So we need to look at that right away. That could create some problems for all of us. But anyway, just a long story short, so we were looking at all that stuff, and hopefully we'll start to make the move to accept that infrastructure as the district in the next few months.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Great.
Part of the water system. And then the report on the calendar for 2019, you've got that in your packet. There's the board meeting dates are identified. Carrie, maybe it'd be best to have you go over, because you actually built that.
Yeah, okay, so you'll notice that the red ones are board meetings. They're supposedly, unless we decide to change it, the third Tuesday of every month. If it falls on a holiday, or I changed it after a holiday because it's too hard. So if the holiday falls on a Monday, it went to the following Tuesday, and if we have an issue, then we can change that. Or it interfered with the conference. And the blue ones are where we have the conferences, so we need to discuss that too. But we've got the holidays in green, the board meetings in red, and when there's a conference, and there's a couple of adjustments on there. Other than that, it's still the third Tuesday of every month.
So maybe take a look at that. Know that we need to post those first year. Right,
it's got to be posted on the public website.
It doesn't affect you in a really drastic way.
It's a tentative.
If it does, let us know.
Yep.
But again, red is the board meetings. That's the one that's probably the most important to look at. But it looks like we're actually pretty good as far as any conflicts. The next item is that relates to that is the Utah Water Users Association meeting. I talked to a couple of you about that meeting, and I know that Bob had indicated he would like to attend that. The meeting, let's see, Carrie, what was that date?
It's March. It's the one in March.
So you see in March,
it was the second week, wasn't it?
Yeah, second week in March.
18th through the 22nd.
So Monday, Don Barnett and his team puts on the water law meeting, which they go in depth about all of the water issues, water laws, how it's affected, and attorneys attend it, most water district managers and engineers and everybody else. Incredible meeting to be to, unless you hate legal stuff. But actually a very, very good meeting. Then the next day, on the Tuesday, then they start the water user meeting. And in that meeting, they will talk about, you'll have the state engineer's office, the Division of Natural Resources people, all the water managers, board members of water entities throughout the state, Bureau of Reclamation folks, national organizations all will come. And also the Weather Bureau and a number of other people, USGS, the Utah Geological Society. They'll come and then they'll have conference meetings. We'll get the agenda out to you, but they talk about all the water laws that are changing, the water, the things that due diligence, things we have to be doing. And then they get into the state's water problems. They report on those or general sessions. They have a dinner. They have a big vendors area where you actually go in and see a lot of the vendors that supply the products and infrastructure things for most water districts and water entities. So you'll have the people from like all the big water districts throughout the state as well. A lot of the little ones will be there. But it's actually a great meeting to go to. If you guys are interested, we just need to know, because we've got to get hotel rooms.
Where again is it?
St. George.
Down at the Dixie Center. Conference Center.
The registration and then the rooms and everything have to be done by January. So if you want to go, I kind of need to know.
Yeah, it's not necessarily you stay all the days. Want to go? I'd say I'd try that meeting on Monday. I think you'll be impressed with it. The other one, and Don Barnett can help us get us in there. The other is go a day or a couple of days in that for the Utah Water User meeting. The last couple of days, sometimes they get into stuff that just gets tiring, but we'll look at the agenda.
Put me down as a possibility for Monday, Carrie.
Yeah, is there anything you're interested in, Mark?
I can't leave that time of year.
Okay. Mike, you interested in attending any of that?
I checked with the boss lady.
Okay, so we'll get the agenda out and you can look at it too and see if there's something you can go to.
Bob?
Unfortunately, I'll be out of town. I'd love to otherwise go. It's a great meeting.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, appreciate that. There's a couple of changes in the policies and procedures we'll make. They're mostly related to staff and on-call time and emergency calls and things like that. We'll make some changes on and see, Carrie, anything else?
No, not as far as that goes. I'll get the actual changes out as soon as I get them drafted and then we just pass them next January.
So we'll get them out to you and let you start reviewing them before that meeting and any comments. There should be minor changes, but we just want to make sure that you know that's coming.
You don't need anything right now, right?
No, we don't.
Got it.
We'll get those out to you and let you be reviewing.
For next month.
And then the this you've got a copy of the sanitary sewer system management plan. This is a state requirement that the district should have had some time ago. And so my research, I couldn't find it until just recently. I found the document, but nothing had happened with it. So they've had it for a while, but and I couldn't see where maybe there's one out there. So I'm just assuming this is an update we're doing because I can't seem to find anything. I did find a draft that was written, but I didn't see anything in the documents. And I don't know if this is some of the documentation that maybe our friend Mr. James has or whatever. So I'm going to revise it and update it. And so there's a copy in here for you to review. There are a few things that we'll start adding. We'll fill out the paperwork. But what this does is it's mandated by the state. It gives you strict guidelines and rules to follow, as well as procedures for overflows and contaminate or problems with your system leaking or anything else, and then dealing with flooded basements and all kinds of things. But that's in there if you want to take a look at it. Looks at also gives them the structure of the entity, who to contact, the emergencies, who the engineers are, and all that stuff goes to the state, and they'll keep this on their records, and they'll review it. So and it gives us rules and things to follow to keep the system upgraded and in good shape and following state
regulations. We can pass that next month with a resolution too.
Yep, so you'll have an updated one with a resolution. And any changes you can see in there that look like we need to throw something in, take it out, please look at that. It should be in pretty good shape right now for your review. And if you see something, please let us know. But next month we'll bring that to you and adopt that. Again, it's mandated. And then the next comment or question was, we're looking at the office space and the clutter that's in there and trying to figure out what to do with it. Had an option. One, of course, there was a board meeting room a meeting room adjacent to the office that Siegfried and Jensen actually said we could use that if we wanted to. So our consideration was we'd like to have board meetings in the office closer to where it's at, convenience of the records and carrying out, pack everything and having all of our computer system hooked up. So we looked at that and then we asked the owner what they had available, and they had one room across the hall, which meant that it would be easier for us to just do that without and keep the same address, and just they would switch the address over to that room. So anyway, and so as we looked at it, it's much bigger, gives us storage. The state has several mandates that we just realized as we're getting into records management, the Government Records Management Act, safety procedures under our insurance. They wanted a second exit, which the room we're in does not have. The Government Records Management Act requires you to maintain your files for a certain amount of time before they're actually recorded and sent out, and that starts to create a pile of crap in there. And then we just realized as we moved in, of course, we were just trying to find a place to go when we first jumped into this whole thing. And so we got whatever we could get our hands on, and then they had this other room come up. It is substantially more. It's another about 18,000 with the difference. More.
With the difference and what is budgeted, yeah.
They would transfer the down payment over. And then again, they would finish it and let us move in there. I brought it up with a couple of you. I know there's some hesitation about spending that additional money, but we, and I'll let Carrie speak to this because this is going to mess with her life, and and so she's probably the most passionate about it. But it would allow the district to grow and have more space and place for the board to meet and everything else. And so knowing that's going to affect your lives and where you have meetings and all that, just need your feedback, and what do you think? And Carrie, do you want to speak to it at all more, or?
The room is, the more room that we have on, Bob? Oh, just a
second. No, I'm good.
The room that we have right now, I mean, if you walk in there, and you were there today, you've seen everything shoved in a corner. There's no shelvings, there's no closet, there's nothing. And with me transferring 2018 records, looking into the retention, you have to carry or keep in your office for a minimum of 3 years, depending on the records, up to 10 years, before I can even send them to the state archivist. And so where we're at right now, there literally is no room for any of that. I've started with the files that go back to the 60s and 70s, and some of that we have to keep permanently, some of them we don't, and then I can start boxing them up and sending what I can to the state archivist. I'm putting them electronically, so technically I don't have to call them and say, can you help me find this? I've got everything electronically. But we just literally don't even have a closet to put anything in. I've got two drawers that I can lock, and right now we're not state regulated with a lot of our paperwork and information because we don't have any way of locking it up.
So they want an extra $1,500 a month?
Well, we're going from 500 square foot to 16, so we're tripling our space.
And have you looked, that building's pretty empty, isn't it?
There's only three rooms in there available, and that's we have the smallest one. The next one available is directly across the hall that we're talking about. The other one upstairs is over 2,000 square foot.
There's a ton of empty, brand new real estate, commercial real estate in Ogden.
Well, we actually checked into a lot of that, and we're getting it pretty cheap.
And you're comfortable with it?
Yes, we checked into that. The only difference is when the office was set up at Paul's, we had 30 days to figure out a place to go. And it was...
Actually ended up being 2 weeks.
It ended up being 2 weeks, exactly. And we did it for location because we're two blocks away from here and not Farmington. We're not up on the mountain. We're two blocks from here, so all I got to do is jump in the car, run up, or walk half the time to do liens, to have meetings, to do whatever we need, because all our business is connected between us and them. And so I'm more worried about, like I said, being in compliance with files and being in compliance. If the state walks in there, they're going to look at us and go, what the hell are you thinking?
So do you actually have to maintain hard copy files?
Yes.
For a short period of time.
For a short period. Well, some of them permanently.
Yeah, I think construction documents.
Construction documents, meeting minutes, as-built. There are certain payables, there are certain agreements, yes, permanently, and there's no, I mean, some of them are even a retention of 10 years, but meeting minutes and things like that, permanent, lifelong.
And so they won't let you digitize those?
No, you still have to have hard copy.
There's some that you digitize,
isn't there? Mm-hmm. I still do, so I have them, but in no.
Okay. So, what did you budget for?
Well, before all of this came up, we budgeted for what we are in right now. And then when we went and talked to her, when that one became available, because they were the building, the room or the office that was next to it was going to take it, and then they fell through. And so that one actually became available, and she's just moved across the hall. We went and got a letter of intent, all that other stuff to bring it to you. But the budget was for $10,000, which basically would have given us what we're in right now.
So you're paying $800 bucks a month.
$753 a month right now, and then it will go up to $22. But we're tripling our space. Right now, they're in the process of painting, new carpet, all that. So, in all honesty, we wouldn't move in until the end of, probably the middle of January, end of January, when they're finished with it. But it would give me, if there's an actual safe, because it used to be the old bank. So there's a safe in there that's actually got shelving, everything else. The safe is undone, but it's actually locked. There's a door on it where I can go in, I can lock, where I can put all the records in there that need to be kept. You know, I mean, right now I've got checks that are sitting in a drawer, and all I've got is a key to them. Roy and I have keys, and they're just sitting in like one of these right here.
Are you guys going to have your own offices finally, or are you still share a room?
It's still.
It's an open space. It's more of an open space to where we won't be sitting on top of each other, but it's still, you know.
We'd have to put dividers or
partitions or something, which we'd even talked about doing that, so he can have a little more when he's got somebody that comes in, like Paul. He's had a 3-hour meeting with Paul the other day, and it's okay for them to sit there and talk, but when the phone rings and I have to answer it, we're so close in there that it almost, and then he goes out and sits in the conference, or, you know, out there where the couch is, and it's just kind of inconvenient. I mean, it's a small space, 500 square feet.
You know, trustees, I'm going to speak up here again, sorry. I'm okay. Going to try to make this meeting end by at least 11 o'clock tonight.
Well, let's not drift into picking colors.
Thank you. I added a little bit of fuel to the fire here, because there's at least 50 districts that the county
participates in. And some commissioners participate, some don't. But this is the only district that meets here. And so...
Are you kicking us out?
Nope.
Nope.
But I'm going to be consistent with the other districts. So we need to, within the next year or 18 months, and I said within, that can be a month, that can be the next year or 18 months, but we need to be consistent. My only other thing here is you're paying about $12 then, a square? Mm-hmm. Is that an all-in? Is that a triple net lease? What kind of lease is it?
We went from 1 year to 3 year.
Well, fixed rate for 3 years.
Fixed, yeah.
Didn't answer my question. Oh. So your rate, so when is our lease up there?
July. Mm-hmm.
Do you have your own bathroom or is it still down the hall?
No, they're still down the hall.
So my question is, if we're going to move. We're going to change stationary, change suite numbers. A postman will probably find us. But you're paying $12. I love the idea. I love the idea when Carrie's here. I'm with you, Mike, on this. There's some available real estate, but they don't. Sometimes these big guys won't. They'll just let it go empty, and they'll give it up. You know, they won't. But I think you're in a position where you can negotiate for the space you need, even in this building. IRS has just moved out. This is a condo. We own 75% of the building. I'm not certain that all of our space is committed. I think it is.
I checked.
All of our 75%.
Oh, is there a price per square foot here?
That's too much, but we can negotiate it down, and I don't have a problem talking to Woodbury about it, especially with the terms and conditions you are. I'm with okay... I mean, I realize that you're tight, but you're going to have to do something for the next till July. But I'm okay. I'd like to start, at least the trustees know about it. I'd like to discuss this more, and all of us collectively maybe start taking a look. I'm with you, Trustee Wilson, about we budgeted a certain amount. We may need to look at that for next year so we can get you some additional space. There are other things that aren't in the budget that I'd like to consider first before we look at rent. But I do understand the fact that you need a little more stretching out. 500 square feet for the two of you who run a district is tight.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pursue that a little more. I would take the charge of trying to find some space. But I think, I don't know, I'd maybe try to hit him up for $8 or $9. You know, even here, I don't know if Woodbury will take it, but it depends on the length of the lease.
One of the things we'll need to consider too, of course, we just barely are now establishing address on everything, mm-hmm. even with the state engineer's office. That was the other consideration in trying to stay in the building, and actually we could keep the same suite, we just move it across the hall,
right.
the same
right.
number. And that's part of that reason in all of our accounts and establishing credit and everything else.
The water rights.
Is helpful. So that's another consideration that even what you're looking at is great. We did look at the budget, and there are places we could probably, we build a little fluff in the budget. We always do that anyway, no matter what case a deal like this comes along the summit. But there's probably about $87,000 in there that is spread throughout the district to give a little surplus just to make sure, you know, unforeseen conditions. So we could pull some of that to help cover that additional cost as we're considering that.
Are there going to be additional furniture costs now because of the increased space and a table and
yeah.
The only thing that it's actually built into the budget for office supplies. There's fluff in there for that. So the only thing that we would have to add would probably be if you decide to hold board meetings down there instead of here, a board table and chairs. That would be the only thing we would have to add to it. Other than that, the office is pretty much set, especially since we have a closet to put everything in, that we wouldn't need anything else.
Well, so, and then how quick do they need to know?
Well, I have the letter of intent. Well, she came in and told me yesterday that they're in the process of painting right now because they actually tore out two walls. So they went in there, they're in the process of painting, and she has carpet scheduled for after Christmas. So she says even if it's to the end of July or whatever, she just needs to know. If not, then they're gonna put it out there on the market. So basically, yeah.
Well,
Jim?
Yo, go ahead, Bob.
You know, our most valuable players essentially live and work there.
Yeah.
They're telling us they need enhanced space. I believe that. I also wholeheartedly agree with the notion that we need to shop this thoroughly. But, you know, it's quote being in the budget. Let's keep in mind that that these connection fees that we anticipate, these standby fees, are in the budget. You know, we probably haven't fully budgeted for if something goes south, let's just pick a winner. This waterline project, I mean, virtually everything we've got going could go south. And I just want to make sure that we prioritize sort of our efforts here. Let's get water up that hill. Let's understand how we generate customers and clean up the contracts and the policies that we've got. And if we can lux up our accommodations after that, I'm all in. But let's do first things first. That's where I am on that.
I think that's a great comment to prioritize what our needs are. And this can be categorized in a need, but I'd like to do that too. Is there any more discussion before we move on?
Yeah, I wasn't challenging the upgrade. I was challenging the amenities. You know, you're gonna make a move. You guys really need to be comfortable, not a quick. You need to get.
You've got experience with this, Mike.
Your own offices, man. I mean, you need your own space plus the space for all the storage and the boardroom. But it should be one good move, not just because there's a room next door. I don't know.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. I'm sorry, but that's what you're gonna need to do.
Yep.
Let's go on to item 9 and 10, please.
Okay, let's see. So the one of the requirements of being a public entity is that we provide access to the state retirement system. And we budgeted a number to allow for that to happen. There is a resolution that the state needs in order for us to participate. This would allow the employees to be a part of the state retirement system, and then we follow, and of course, under their rules and regulations, it would mean that that there would be, remember, Jim, about 15, I don't remember the number now, 15% of whatever the wages are would go into the retirement for the employees.
I
think it's 15%.
It's 16%.
So anyway, but it is a requirement as a public entity to be a part of that system if we offer any benefits, which we do. And so it's something that never was offered. We've talked to them, gone through the
process. Approval process.
Yeah, the approval processes, but it needs a resolution by the board to be a part of that. And again, we did build that into the budget.
So this is a resolution to increase to basically have benefits right currently to the trustees of this board. I know that our employees, Evan, Roy, and Carrie, work without benefits. Is that correct?
Well, we have insurance.
We have insurance.
At the beginning here, I won't. But they don't. They don't have, are not participating in the state retirement system. They have to be a part of it.
So it'd be
starting something new.
Okay, and we're told Blake said you had to have this by resolution.
No, the state does.
State says we have to have it by resolution.
Board members, what's your pleasure on this?
Well, it's an addition to a cafeteria of benefits that are richly deserved by our employees. I'm all for it.
Any other discussion? Then I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion approving the resolution for admission requesting public employee retirement system.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Carrie, it's a roll call vote.
Trustee Chotel?
Aye.
Aye.
Trustee Wilson? Trustee Moyle?
Aye.
Trustee Barrett?
Aye.
Trustee Harvey?
Aye. That passes unanimously.
And you said that wasn't in the budget either, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is in the budget.
Yeah, there's a line item.
I got it.
Great.
Yeah, we knew when talking to state, we had to participate in it.
So it's in there.
We just had to make arrangements.
Yeah, I got it, I got it.
So last item, number 10.
Utah Association, go ahead.
Yeah, and I think we remember having some conversation with some of the trustees when they attended the conference, and the association wants each entity to have a person who votes for the entity in behalf of the type of entities that represent them. So water districts, sewer districts, there's park districts, and all, just a number of things out there, recreation districts. And so somebody has to be designated from our board who will basically say, we choose to have that individual whose name is up, or these individuals' names are up, represent us on the special districts board. And then they represent us legislatively throughout the year. They cast votes and fight or deal with legislation that affects us. And so that individual looks for things that affects a water and sewer improvement district. And so we choose who that is, and they sit on that board, and they meet monthly.
The chair will entertain a motion to have the vice chair be that person.
Oh, I'm so moved.
I have a motion.
A nomination.
And a second?
I second that motion.
Great. Any other discussion? It's been moved and seconded that we have the vice chair of the Powder Mountain Water and Sewer Improvement District be the representative to the UASD. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Great. That passes unanimously.
You'll pay for this.
You can designate somebody to go in your place, too, by the way.
Oh, shucks. That's funny. But sorry, probably not funny to you. Before we move on, I'm going to take this approval for consent items. A request for approval. This is the consent items. I'll read those. A request for approval of district bills to be paid warrants. 500 to 524 in the amount of $39,704.74, and ratification of a payment made to Weber County Survey for review of the annexation plat. Is there any discussion on those items?
Yeah.
Bob, go ahead.
I have a concern about the waterline project CRS bills.
Okay, please. I'd love to hear that.
I'm of the belief that CRS has provided valuable sort of initial work in helping us analyze the parameters that would be involved in moving water from the Powder Mountain well to wherever we decide to take it, most likely the top of the hill. I'm not impressed, based on today's conversations, with the additional information that would be baseline relative to electrical mixing with water, relative to trenching, relative to path that has been performed. And I believe that we need to begin to consider engaging other engineering firms via standard procurement process, namely RFQs, so that we can get other eyes on this situation. My eyes aren't that good when it comes to analyzing what you can do with Rocky Mountain powder and what sort of trenching equipment and how you get stuff up the hill. But I believe, looking at these invoices, that this is an open-ended billing conversation that we've engaged in, and I'm not comfortable with where we are on this project, and I'd like to have other eyes brought to bear in the form of an RFQ. Our customers are demanding it, okay? That's what we heard today from Don Guerra. So that's my comment as it relates to the consent item.
Do you have a specific item that you'd like pulled off that consent on those consents that we not pay?
Carrie, help me here. No, I'm...
You just wanted to make that discussion, but right now we're contracted and we're obligated to make our payments as it's there. So I think your comments are duly noted and accepted. Carrie, I'd like to have that placed on the agenda for our next board meeting. Also, I'd like consent items to be placed towards the front of the agenda before these presentations.
Well, we did that so we could get Dawn out of the way.
Okay.
There was a reason we put it to the end.
Thank you, Carrie. That's good. And I appreciate that. You're a good strategy. So I'll entertain a motion to approve our contracted or our existing consent items.
Can I suggest something real quick?
Go ahead.
No breaking ground is going to occur till spring.
Correct.
Can't we just get a second bid on some of these big items?
I think there's one thing that Paul brought up that we ought to consider, and that is getting our, whatever the number we use, we're going to have to go to the state by the first year to start to get funding approval if it all works out. And I'm not sure exactly how in depth our report or our engineering has to be, but we just need to make sure that we get that piece taken care of. And I think I mentioned this to you, we are in the middle of this with our engineer getting a lease to this point. And I wholeheartedly support what Bob is saying and what Don's saying, that we need a different review. We need a second set of eyes. We need to go through that process of the RFQ to meet our due diligence. And we checked, by the way, Mr. Chairman, and I don't think it's ever happened. We have talked about it, but unless it was done prior to us being here.
It was done, but it was conducted as Paul Hurst as our manager.
Oh, okay. So
Isn't that what you remember, Bob?
They do an RFQ.
Isn't that what you remember?
He was brought on before me. So I was not a part of that. Now, as far as manager goes, manager.
You were here. The conversation took place in about August or September of last year. If you just go over the minutes, if you'll go over those minutes, that should appear on our meeting minutes in one of those 2 months. Maybe October.
Yeah, I think I was here because I think I may have been the one who brought it up, getting multiple bids on services.
So you think it was done in 2017 then?
I remember the conversation, but I don't ever remember being passed.
I don't think we actually had to take action on it, but I think we do. We kind of continue to kick the can down the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been discussed several times.
I think we just need to say, does it even need a board resolution to do so?
Just give us direction. We'll go do it.
Operating procedures that we just need to start getting multiple quotes on services.
Right.
It would be irresponsible for us not to get multiple quotes, especially notwithstanding the size of this organization as it is right now.
Yeah. I understand through the procurement process of the state that there are a number of districts that are at our districts, a number of engineering entities that have gone through the process with the state, and you can actually get that front list from the state that have already gone through the RFQ process, and then you could basically solicit a request for work to be done from them. So I can check on that.
One of the things I really appreciate is the knowledge that Paul brings to the table. But I think every hour he's working on this, we're being billed for that knowledge. And I'm not so certain that whatever the rate per hour we're being billed out is worth the investment. It could very much be worth the investment. I'm not smart enough to know that. But I think Trustee Barrett's comments are warranted. Mm-hmm. And that's something I think we should start looking into it. Okay. At least be so that we can say that we've been responsible with this.
And I mentioned to you again under the law that you do your RFQs, you cannot even deal or ask about price as you're doing the RFQ. It's all about skill and qualifications after you select that individual, that firm. Then you talk.
Then you can negotiate the price.
After that.
That's true.
So, again, maybe CRS might be the successful one, but we've gone through the exercise. But at that point, then you go to somebody like CRS and say, we can't afford what we're paying you. And it's a pretty high rate. There's no doubt about it. His rate's probably $50 an hour higher than anybody else's. But at that point, you tell them that you can't afford it, and you agree on a price and or a different engineer that he can afford to have us work with. If that's what we do.
That's fair.
And that's something that
maybe
Dawn
is
asking.
Review it. Yep. Trustee Wilson, you had a comment?
Yeah, it looked to me, as I was reviewing those invoices, just going through them all, It was almost like a self-licking ice cream cone. It looked to me like, in some instances, he's generating his own work without a requirement from anyone else. And it almost appeared like, just like I said, they were generating their own work to keep people engaged.
Spoken
I don't
like
know if that's
treasure.
The case. Huh?
Spoken like a true treasure.
Yeah.
Well, there's a... I'm going to go back. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent items.
I'll make a motion that we approve the consent items.
Great. I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent items. Trustees, I'll just let you know that we're contractually obligated
right.
to pay these. And so right. all in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you very much. Treasurer's report, Carrie Zanger.
All right, we'll go through this real quick. Now that we've had our discussion with Summit, our profit and loss, it's self-explanatory. I've made arrangements with Amy to get started on the financials for the end of the year. She's the one that does all the reconciliation on a monthly basis, so I've made arrangements. We're going to get started right after Christmas on that. So the PTIF account has $121,943 in it. Zions. The bond account has 29 in it. That just tells me that the checks haven't cleared yet. And the impact, the second one, 5958, has 26 in it. There's nothing coming out of that one. Now, our general fund only has 20,000 in it because we haven't generated any the income with Summit. Now that we've got Summit, we should be able to take care of everything. We will slowly mail these out until we have, so we're not depleting our funds until we have everything settled with them. So we've consented, they're there, I'm just not going to mail them tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. Questions for Ms. Singer? None being heard. That's great, treasurers. Before we go to item Z, I want to just bring something else up. Trustees, before I call for adjournment, Paul, Kerry, the two of you are going to talk about the two of you.
All right.
Cool. You know what? You're welcome to be here because we're going to leave it. You're going to hear the tape. If you can be here or not, it doesn't matter to me. We've got to, let me tell you, trustees, what's coming up is. When I sat in with, and Trustee Barrett was there, and when we were interviewing managers for this district, when we extended an offer to Mr. Watts, we said we'd look at this for a year or so, and then we'd take a look at his salary again. This is just an information. I want to pass on just memory. Then I want you to think about it. Also, at that time, the district, when we first came to the district, it was represented to us here at this board that we had a full-time employee for Powder Mountain Water Sewer Improvement District, which was Evan. And then we'd hired the firm CRS to manage the district, and they brought with them the manager, which was Paul Hurst, and also the clerking, which was Kerry Zanger. We made the decision as a board to hire the independent manager, and then as a board to hire Kerry Zanger away from CRS to become an employee of the district. This is not meant for us to give any kind of an employee review for Ms. Zanger or Mr. Hurst at this time. This is only information. So we had one employee, one contracted, and then we moved to three employees, or the district moved to three employees. Last month, we hired another employee to help with Evan in these responsibilities. The district is growing. The fees to the customers are increasing. However, we, as a board, voted ourselves a pay decrease, which was minimal compared to the overall budget, But I think we're being responsible with our fiduciary duties compared to what they were a year ago. What I'd like to do is specifically talk more about this not later than the next month. But I'd like you as trustees to be thinking about that. We have a manager that we've promised a little more money to, and we have a clerk who is underpaid. If you look at job duties, we've done a skill set evaluation on Evan and the new person, and I think they're certainly in line, and maybe a little more, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think the other thing with that new guy is that, and I'll try to take just a few seconds, the idea was to offset his expense by using money that Paul would have been receiving, or CRS, because there's a number of things that he could do on the inspections, the project reviews, project management, all these things that are coming. We'll actually start to pay for his wage in a big way. And so that's a minimal expense and get to close the skill set.
Thanks for including this. This isn't propagated by any kind of discussion, by the way, that we've had. I just feel inclined to bring this back up again, because I think we need to look at our district, at our employees, what we're paying them. I'd like to make sure we can do an independent survey about how they're being treated, because we do have assets also in our employees, and we need to be mindful of that, making sure that we're responsible. So with that, just some thoughts there for you. So with that, I'll entertain a motion for item M, like Moyal.
Mr. Chairman, so can I just, based on what you're saying, is it okay? You already jumped into this next to close the meeting, but Mrs. Sanger's duties, based on why I think I'm considering trying to do something different. We hired her as a clerk, but in reviewing her job responsibilities, since she has worked for the district, she is a clerk, records officer, and these are mandated, a lot of mandated by the state, handles administration of the office, basically an office manager. She handles the human resources, payroll, accounts payable, accounts receivables, and a lot of the accounting functions of the district. And by the way, I just might mention that the only reason that there's probably any funds to pay things is because she is chased after that. So what I was proposing when I spoke to some of you about her wages is the fact that we have dumped a lot of responsibilities on her, and all I'm saying is a job responsibility change and compensating her for that change. So that's why it was brought up. She needs to be compensated for the additional responsibility that she's given, as not more than just a raise, but it's that.
We're saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. Does the board want to just empower our manager to make those decisions, or do you want it to be a board decision?
I have confidence in Roy's decision to price this out and make the call.
You're saying that she's doing the job with 6 or 7, she's avoiding this?
Yep.
5 or 6 additional employees?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah, so to get her wage anywhere near.
Do they do annual salary surveys and position analysis?
We do now.
All right.
We did.
We weren't doing them before.
It's already been done.
Yeah, so okay. It's actually in here. Okay. Survey's been done, comparing responsibilities, prices. They're all around $55,000 to $60,000 a year. And I'm just suggesting, at least for the time being, until we get actual a pay scale going, which we'll do in the next little while, is get her up to, with these added responsibilities and her new title, up to $50,000 a year, because we didn't know any of this going into it. And then we'll work on the long term.
Ignorance, but what do you make now?
40.
40, okay.
And that's what she was
making. And that's what
backups.
I was making at CRS. Yeah. We just came straight over.
And the job responsibilities have come dramatically different.
According to, and I'm just going to lay this out there. According to what the state requires, which none of us ever had before, I have done. We have to have, like Roy was saying, the pay scale. We have to have a pay scale per the employees, and then that pay scale comes from the labor law. Mm-hmm. And it also, when he did Evan's review and based on Jed, I wrote all those up, went to the labor law. This is what it is. This is what you're making according to the state of Utah. Mm-hmm. And we have to have that legally in the records. That's part of the records. part that I have to have. You have to have that in there, why you're hired, this is what you're hired at. And so presentation-wise, when I wrote down everything for Roy, and then each one of them was done, and this is based off of the labor law, if you want to look at it, what each one of these responsibilities entails and how much they're making, because this technically has to go in my file by law. So you're more than welcome to look at, but this is everything that I do. And each one of them is sectioned out as the responsibilities, and this right here, median income, is based on the labor law as of 2017.
How do we handle other employees as far as determining salary? Is that, does the board do that, or have you always done that, Roy?
Well, again, just
we've never had it, this issue
this is,
until
I've
now.
Never had a district
so
before.
When we hired people, like the last guy you hired,
yeah.
Was that a board decision on the salary, or was that...
No. We understood that it was responsibility, my responsibility, mm-hmm. to find them and hire
good
employees
point.
And
right.
stuff based
good
on the
point.
Budget. But yeah, that, and
yeah.
that's something...
Because really we got to be consistent here.
You're right. But see, with them, like Trustee Harvey said, we've never had an employee. We had, previous to me starting, there was two part-time employees. It was Evan as water and Paul Southwick as sewer, and he retired. They made Evan one, and he was the only employee next to the five trustees that were on the actual pay roll until we started. And that's when we started adding in, when Paul stepped down and hired Roy, moved everything out into an actual district. We had to find an office. We have to have desks. We have to have this entity has never had anything like that until now. And so
it's a different animal than it was.
It is. Exactly. And that's what we're saying is in the last 8 months, we've never had policies. Now we have policies, rules and regulations. Now we have rules and regulations. Now you have employees. They've never had employees, part-time employees, and they were making $9,000 a year a piece, and that was it. And so you've never had the issues of health benefits. You've never had any of that come up until we took over. And now it's statement, now we're looking into, okay, the state's requiring this, and we're just trying to implement it.
The fact of the matter is the district was not run well. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
run under the
at
code.
All.
It wasn't, and it costs money to run things legal.
Mm-hmm.
So if the answer of this board is to trust Roy with his recommendation, is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay, great. That would be under other that wasn't on the agenda. Sorry, but you have your direction. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Doesn't require a second. We're adjourned.